The price of solar panels continues to drop, making them a more reasonable option for households. Montanans are taking notice, with solar adoption rates rising in the last 5 years. Capital reporter Dan Boyce visits a Helena low-income housing complex, site of a brand new solar project that's one of the state's largest.
88-year-old Spencer Munyon had problems with his eyesight last year. He had to move from his home in Anaconda to Helena so his niece could take care of him. He moved into the new River Rock Residences.
It's for people that don't make too much money.
The nonprofit Rocky Mountain Development Corporation finished constructing the residences last year, low-income senior living. The budget had a little extra wiggle room, so RMDC put solar panels on all 10 buildings, almost 340 panels. They went online in January.
The light bill went down anyway, it seemed like.
His nurse confirms yes, his power bill has dropped since the solar panels were turned on. And that was the point.
But we're generating out of this array, which is a...
Jackson Isbell owns and operates Solar Montana. He installed the solar panels here. And right now, the panels are generating about a fifth of their potential power.
They're doing pretty good. I mean, considering that it's completely overcast and we do have some snow in the air.
He says he expects the panels to pay for about half of the annual electricity costs for the seniors living in these apartments because of net metering. It's something Montana's had in place since 1999.
So say you're producing more power in the day than you're using, that power's going to get pushed out to the grid, and in effect, it's going to credit your bill.
State law says Montana utilities have to take power from small power producers like rooftop solar panels, and they have to deduct the cost of that power from what that ratepayer owes. Kyla Mackey with the Montana Environmental Law Center says net metering has contributed to an expansion of solar all over the country, and the utilities which have to buy that power are not all thrilled, sponsoring legislation to cut net metering in many states.
You're seeing utilities push back against that growth, against the ability of customers to be able to install their own power.
We certainly understand people's desire to save money on their energy bills, and we support those efforts.
Butch Larcombe is a spokesman for Montana's largest electric utility, Northwestern Energy. He says net metering does bring up some issues. What rate should Northwestern pay for people's rooftop solar power? He says there are concerns. The power purchased from those panels shifts the cost burden to everyone else.
Just because some people put up solar panels on their house doesn't affect people down the street and their utility costs.
Solar advocates argue costs still go down for the average ratepayer as more solar may avoid the need for utilities to build new expensive power plants in the future. As for next year's legislative session, Larcombe says it's too early to know what Northwestern's plans will be as far as bills about net metering. Back at the River Rock Residences, Solar Montana owner Jackson Isbell says he's hoping for his busiest year yet. He says the price of solar panels has gone down 60% in the last few years. Panels with a 20-year lifespan are now paying for themselves in under a decade. A federal tax credit cuts 30% of the cost of solar panels right off the top. That lasts until 2016.
This is not a luxury item. This is something that every Montana homeowner can afford. When you look at terms of return on investment and everything else, this is a pretty safe bet.
As long as the market for solar continues looking like it does now. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.